Hi everyone. For the first time ever on EITF, we step into Hollywood with this episode. This episode takes you to a place where any story ever begins in Hollywood, the hands of a screenwriter. We have David H. Steinberg on this episode. David earned his law degree from Duke University, where he served as editor-in-chief of the Law Review. After 4 years of entertainment law in Atlanta and New York, he abandoned his legal career to attend USC's Peter Stark producing program. David broke out as a feature film writer with his teen comedy Slackers and wrote 3 movies in the American Pie franchise. He was the first writer on Puss in Boots, the feature spin-off of Shrek 2, which was nominated for an Annie, a Golden Globe, and an Academy Award for the Best Animated Feature Film.
Can you just write a story? Can you just come to Hollywood, don't know anything about how to make film or television, and just write a great story? Sure, you can do that. You can read a book on the structure of a screenplay, and if you're a good storyteller, it's great. But what is helpful in really crafting a story and taking it to the next level is understanding how it's going to be made. If you've been on set before, that's an asset. If you understand what the other people do in the production process, that's only going to make your screenplay better. So I'll give you an example. If you're a lot of times in comedy, action, horror, a lot of genre things, you'll see what's called a set piece. Set piece is like the big scene, the big trailer moment. It used to just be a big set. That's why they call it a set piece. But now it's like the big, huge scene. A lot of times, in order to make that scene really super funny or super scary or super any emotion, is to escalate the tension, escalate the comedy through physicality.
David also directed the award-winning short film The Babysitter, which went viral before being voted immortal on Funny or Die, and he made his feature directorial debut on the award-winning romantic comedy Miss Dial, released by E1. In television, David's animated preschool series Space Racers is currently airing worldwide. He was the head writer on the animated series Yo-Kai Watch on Disney XD, and he has written for the longest-running series of all time, The Simpsons, for which he was nominated for a WGA award. He most recently created, executive produced, and served as a showrunner for live-action comedy series No Good Nick for Netflix.
Out, and then they have to see, well, do people watch it? And they take their time and they say, oh, you know what, this is a big hit, we're going to renew it, let's do more. Now you got at least another year. And that's for a show with no visual effects. If you're doing The Witcher or Stranger Things, anything with a lot of visual effects, then it's 2 years between seasons, because they have to wait for them all to come out, make a decision on whether to make more, start making them, finish making them, then release them. By the way, there's one more thing with Netflix that adds an extra 4 months, is that they have to be translated into every language in the world.
Right.
Netflix releases them simultaneously in all countries, so they have there's post-production, and then there's a 4 month period of doing the dubs, the foreign language dubs, so that's why it takes so long.
He has movies in development at Disney Plus and DreamWorks Animation, and is currently writing a 1 hour legal drama pilot, 2 half-hour pilots for Disney, and 3 TV movies for Hallmark. He created and runs the wildly popular West Side Writers Meetup, which meets monthly and mentors new writers through a variety of formal and informal programs. In the EITF interview, we talked to David about his career journey and the challenges of breaking into the entertainment industry. We discussed the importance of hard work, the lack of a defined path to success in Hollywood, and the role of networking in building relationships. David emphasizes the need for a compelling story and unique characters in screenwriting, as well as understanding of the production process. He also explains the differences between network television and streaming models in terms of production timelines and audience feedback. In this conversation, David H. Steinberg discusses the challenges of the streaming industry and unpredictability of show success. He highlights the importance of immediate feedback and word of mouth in determining a show's fate. He also shares insights into the dynamics of the Hollywood industry, where success is often attributed to creative individuals, but failure is rarely blamed on anyone specific. He emphasizes the need for writers to unlearn the concept of tracking time and focus on pursuing ideas and characters they find interesting. Steinberg also provides resources for aspiring screenwriters, including film schools and the supportive screenwriting community on Twitter. We learned a lot from David, so don't miss out on this one and catch the episode next week.